People are people, but they come together from different life situations and challenges, and that's why there are constant efforts to make sure everybody gets a chance to do their best. Efforts like equity, diversity, and inclusion processes. So common now that just saying the acronym, either EDI or DEI or JEDI, J for Justice, is often saying plenty. La Clínica in the Rogue Valley is known first as a healthcare provider, but also offers educational programs like EDI training. Let's hear more. Brian Lambert is La Clínica's EDI director and a JPR alum. Brian, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Good to have you here. Jillian Robinette is with us as well, the director of the Learning Well, which is the educational arm of La Clínica. Welcome back, Jillian. Do we have Jillian? There we go. Okay. All right. Brian, let's start with you. Talk about the crossover of healthcare and EDI. It seems like a big area that really calls for some ongoing attention.
Absolutely. Our patients that we serve are different. Each patient is different. And so we have to, or we don't have to, but we choose to adjust to those differences. And when we're doing that, when we're doing it well, we're doing EDI work.
You guys are here in March of 2020 on the same subject. Does it seem like the need for people to grasp the concepts of EDI only grow over time?
Yes, definitely. And I was in Seattle at the time. I was working for a nonprofit that focused on EDI training and consulting, still connected with La Clínica. And we were building the program that we're about to talk about. And this was pre-pandemic, and it was where we noticed a lot of inequities showed up because of the pandemic. This was pre-George Floyd's murder, where that highlighted a huge inequity. And it was pre-fires here in the Valley that also showed us some inequities in housing. And so, yes, absolutely. The need, because of those big incidents and more, lots of organizations are finding themselves wanting to make a difference, a practical difference.
And what kinds of organizations, Brian?
All over. I mean, anywhere from healthcare organizations like La Clínica to banks to orchards to, I mean, anyone who has staff, anyone who serves clients are noticing that in order to serve those constituencies well, they, you know, need to pay attention to some of the differences that people are expressing.
And as you mentioned, we've gotten several wake-up calls on things distributed unevenly from at least three major events over the last couple of years.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yes.
So, Jillian Robinette, come on in here and talk about the Learning Well and its the story of its creation and formation.
Yeah. So, we know that La Clínica was really founded on being a migrant health clinic about 35 years ago almost. And we've served in Southern Oregon to help those most vulnerable residents. And our mission has always been to serve those who need us most through exceptional, affordable, compassionate care, but also inspiring those that we touch to lead full and healthy lives. And that definition of what is a full and healthy life has really expanded over the last 35 years in thinking about cultural agility and EDI and bringing in a lot of our own learnings and growth as an organization and as staff members to provide a comprehensive approach to teaching people of our community how to find that full and healthy life, whatever it might mean for them.
So yeah. Is the Learning Well the new name for, I mean, was this what was the WING seminar program?
In a sense. So in 2015, we brought forward wellness program workshops for patients and some community members that really brought different approaches of a wellness wheel, thinking about mind, body, environment, relationships, stress reducers, and found that teaching is just part of our internal purpose and mission through teaching healthcare, through teaching dental health, behavioral health, all those pieces. And so expanding that to what is a full and healthy life. And then in 2016, bringing on the structure of the WINGS partnerships as an integrated approach for our staff learning, community partnerships learning, and then to provide that also to patients. We found that through self-growth, self-learning, that leading a healthy life was a byproduct of that that partnership and that integration. And so the Learning Well has brought in WEANS as a part of it, but we also are now going to be expanding to several teaching opportunities that go from EDI, cultural agility, all the way down to BLS training and first aid. So there's a lot of different trainings that we want to bring those cultural foundations to just serve our community, staff, and patients better.
Jillian, it sounds like when you begin to explore life circumstances that lead to health outcomes, this is a thread that you could pull and pull and pull and just reveal more and more and more over time. And I imagine this has happened quite a bit over the time that La Clinique has been doing what it's doing.
Absolutely. It's the golden thread.
Really? All right. So this is what then brings you back to like trying to adjust things on the at the originating path, to explore not just what's happening when people get to you, but to provide information so they get to you in somewhat better shape in the first place, I guess.
Absolutely. And what we found was prior to the pandemic, creating a thriving, flourishing workplace environment was a priority. And so bringing on WEANS seminars and the Learning Well workshops, it opened these opportunities to staff, patients, and community in a totally different way. To focus on that whole person wellness that has become developed and offered. We find thriving staff members, thriving community, thriving patients, and we really had to quickly respond to those needs to create online workshops after the pandemic happened so that this learning and growth could continue to happen for people. And that was really supported by just our well-being and resilience as an internal organization on our own growth and learning, that this work can't stop just because we have to go to an online feature, that this work is really important and the foundation of continuing to thrive as a community.
We're talking about education as part of a healthcare environment with the folks from La Clinica and also about EDI training offered by La Clinica in that vein. Jillian Robinette is the director of the Learning Well, a branch of La Clinica based in the Rogue Valley. Brian Lambert is the EDI director for La Clinica and offers EDI training to other organizations. If you have questions or comments for our guests, by all means, join the conversation at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Brian, let's talk about EDI. Training. Have you gone back to doing it in person, or is it still a Zoom thing?
It is in person now, although we still are equipped to do Zoom trainings. And I'll also say, you mentioned that we provide trainings for organization. Yes, that is a big part of what we do. We also have training for individuals. We invite people to join us in one of our workshops and can come and learn about themselves and how they navigate the world when they go back to their lives. And so we do both. But yes, we are in person now at the Learning Well, which is our main training center, is located at our Center for Learning and Innovation out on Chevy Way here in Medford.
Chevy Way. This is by where the car dealers are off of North Bell Road.
Not to promote a car dealer, but yes, it is called Chevy Way, and so out by the airport.
So, give me some of the perspectives on EDI training. I mean, how long does it take for one thing?
Great question. It is a lifelong pursuit, and that's why I laugh.
Pursuit. It's got to be more than just the time you spend in that classroom.
Exactly, and when people and organizations want to address this, what can I do? You know, when George Floyd was murdered, and maybe a lot of Black people faced this, but I had a lot of friends call me and say, "What can I do?" Because they were very interested in taking that next step. And there are one-and-done types of classes that are out there. I even saw a book called DEI for Dummies. I could send you a picture. It was in the airport in Seattle. So there are lots of efforts out there. But really what it takes is awareness first. It takes engagement, practicing, making mistakes. and then doing something better. It's like the Maya Angelou quote, you know, once you know better, do better. Mm-hmm. That's the simplified version, but it's continuing to work through some of these things. And we get folks started in our workshops, and then we set them up to be successful as they go out. But it, by no means do you walk away with a certificate saying that you have, you know, you are an EDI expert. By no means.
Exactly what I was thinking. Not a certificate. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So talk about the beginnings of this, because I imagine you get some people who are there because their employers told them to be there. And so I just wonder how you deal with skepticism and how you get started and either confront or loosen up the group in the get-go.
Yeah, so that's true that that can happen. When folks are most successful in this is when there is a willingness to come. There's a curiosity and a willingness. So it's pretty rare that an organization will force a staff member to go through one of our trainings. We are very upfront about what it you know, that we want people who are our learners. Now, we try, because our goal is not to use blame and shame, because we know defensiveness is a part of how people engage in this work, and so we try to create an environment where it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to ask questions. We do that pretty quickly right off the bat in our workshops, and that usually will put people at ease. And if there is resistance, you know, that's everyone's at choice. And so if they are resistant right now, we hope that they will seek us out maybe in a month, a year, or whatever it might be.
And you mentioned certainly some circumstances that have, you know, come onto the landscape just in the last few years. And so I can imagine, even without some major incidents, there was already some evolution of EDI material since you began training this.
Yes, that's true. There are, you know, when new people come into the workplace, as, you know, people come on board, there are going to be incidents. There are going to be, you know, when you have people with different cultures, you have a diverse group of people coming together. And I should say, when we use diverse, we're not just talking about racial diversity. We're talking about diversity of gender identity, sexual orientations, language spoken, all of those things. When you have all of those folks coming together in an environment, there will be incidents, and or there will just be, you know, how do I relate to this person who is different from me? And so that's definitely caused people to want to get better at it, to become successful at navigating differences.
EDI training and education more broadly, the topic here on the Jefferson Exchange as we explore with a couple of people from La Clinica based in the Medford area. Brian Lambert is La Clinica's EDI director and offers the training to organizations and individuals. Jillian Robinette is the director of the Learning Well, which is a branch of La Clinica. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Jillian, it seems like the sky's the limit in the things you would want to teach people to be healthier, more productive members of society. So how do you figure out the best way to grow your educational offerings?
Yeah, absolutely. The sky is the limit. You know, we conduct an annual needs assessment from our community, our board, our staff, our patients, of what would be inspiring, what would be impacting when we think about those components of the wellness wheel, right? Mind, spirit, environment. That is a vague term when we think about what we could offer in those subsets. And so by conducting that needs assessment, we really find what are we missing? What are our gaps? What are our blind spots? What are we not thinking of? What has impacted our community and our patients that we might not experience as facilitators of workshops or agenda setting in our own mind, right? Physicians and family docs often talk about agenda setting. I have an agenda for my appointment for you that might not be what you want to talk about. And so that needs assessment is a crucial component to figuring out what is going to be the next step for the Learning Well.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking to expand the offerings into like Brian was saying, more languages taught, more ability to relate and meet those diverse backgrounds of people that we are teaching and coaching and offering workshops to. We also want to look more into environment-focused classes like drought-tolerance gardening and walks in nature, creating nurturing spaces for people. And with the recent onbringing of Winter Springs, we're looking for anticipatory grief groups and companioning the griever as a real part of thinking about relationships and helping the heart and mind and body and spirit move on.
Well, that's right. Winter Spring is unfolded within New York programs now.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All kinds of stuff going on. So, you know, among other things, I mean, not just addressing the wellness of people generally, but the relationships between healthcare practitioners and patients change through this too, I would think.
Absolutely. The ability to meet a patient where they are used to be a term that we used in trauma-informed care back in 2012, 2015 era, and it has really grown to... How do I ensure that I am navigating our differences, not just in a diversity experience of my language that I'm speaking or my own background, but then navigating the differences through biases and equity that might be on our minds, and making sure that we're talking about it, we're approaching it with a curious and open mind through every interaction with patient, community, and staff.
Brian Lambert, I have to believe that this could be a humbling process, what the particular stuff that you teach with EDI training, as organizations and individuals realize that their efforts at EDI may have been sincere but have not always been terribly effective or well-guided.
It's absolutely true, and we expect that. We try to start with forgive yourself. You know, I mentioned earlier the quote, once you know better, do better. You know, And so that's what it is about. It is about learning different techniques, surveying your patients. If you serve patients, your community, getting an idea of what they think of you, and that can absolutely be humbling. You can look at surveys that would many surveys these days. Are starting to be broken down by demographics. So you can say, for example, 90% of our patients love us. And then you look at, well, what about those patients who identify as transgender? Are we, what do they think? What about our, you know, and so I hear the music there. old radio habit.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes, absolutely. Right. You're correct.
Yeah, Brian actually used to engineer the show, so he recognizes the music specifically. So it's been a long time, but good to have you back on the air. Brian Lambert, now the EDI director at La Clinica. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange once again. And Jillian Robinette, the Learning Well director. Thanks to you for joining us as well.